Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This week, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, Never Have I Ever, where we have some dinner time battles and potty training heart-to-hearts. And we close with our BFPs and BFNs for the week. Let's get to it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is episode 121. Hi, Shauna.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Coming in hot with the enthusiasm this week.
Oh, yeah. Bring the energy. All right. So I want to know how old your little toddler is. Big toddler, probably, at this point.
Yeah.
And what you guys have been up to.
She's 21 months and 2 weeks. And this week, okay, so remember how I've talked in the past about Cece's night terrors, right?
Which is
a few hours after she goes to bed, she'll wake up screaming and be inconsolable for a while. And also, I've talked about her eczema, her little skin rashes, right? So I have cut dairy out of her diet. She was having a little bit here and there, but we just stopped it, right? Because I thought that might be a culprit. But every now and again, I try like little bits. So this week, I hearkened back to my childhood and made some Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Oh, which, yum.
God, those things are so good. I found a box at Target and was like, I need those. Like, I'm just all about the comfort food right now. So we made those.
Oh, I didn't know they sold like a pre-made mix. I've always just done like copycat recipes, which you can find on the internet.
Oh, yeah, that would probably be even better. So this was just a mix. It just straight up said Red Lobster right on the box.
Endorsed by the source.
Yeah. Except, funny side note, there was a little spice packet that came with it that, like, you're supposed to mix with butter and put it on top and everything. Uh-huh. And Steve made the biscuits.
Oh, I feel like Steve is about to end up under a bus.
Such a big bus because, you know... The biscuits were fine, but I was just like, oh, in my mind, I was like, well, that's kind of like not as salty and delicious as I remember them, but okay, okay. And he's like, well, I guess there's supposed to be a spice packet. I don't know. I don't think it came with the box. And it's the whole rigmarole. And I'm just like, okay, okay. And then, of course, like 20 minutes later, I'm in the kitchen and I pick one thing up and I'm like, there's the spice packet just under a cup. So anyway.
Oh, man. Steve.
Steve. But Steve, the point Steve. Being...
I don't know. I want to hear more about how Steve failed you in the biscuit realm. That's what this podcast is about. It's biscuit reviews, right?
It is. These biscuits were a middling 5 out of 10, you know?
Okay.
But part of the recipe is to put... like a half cup of shredded cheese into the biscuit.
Yes.
And of course, Cece wanted this so bad. You know, it's like we eat it in front of her and I try to give her a decoy. I'm like, here's a piece of whole wheat bread with Smart Balance vegan spread on it. And she's just like, no, right? She wants this biscuit. And I'm like, all right. I mean, it's probably not that bad. And I'll just give her a little bit. And I gave her a couple bites, and sure as shit, that night, she woke up with a screaming night terror that she has not had in probably like 2 months.
That sucks.
I know.
Oh, no. But I mean, that seems pretty correlated, right? A one-to-one situation.
Yeah.
Has she been pretty good with the night terrors otherwise?
Yes. Yeah, that's the thing is she's been pretty free of them for a while. And that day, and then the next day she had a little rash on the back of her knees.
Oh,
and
boy.
She's been clear of eczema rash for a couple months too.
Well, your answer is right in front of you, unfortunately.
The proof is in the biscuits.
The proof is definitely in that biscuit.
The herbs weren't in it, but...
Well, at least Steve didn't put that extra butter on top.
That's true. Exactly. Well, we use that Smart Balance, fake butter.
Margarine.
Because of her. Situation. Yeah, margarine, more or less.
Yeah, I feel you, though, on the having to share any type of baked good. I mean, I have not been able to have a bagel all to myself, I think, for months. Months and months. Because I've been getting them, like, it's sort of, you know, when you're pregnant, there's a lot of things you can't eat. So a bagel in the morning is a really easy thing to eat really quickly. And now my guy just walks up and goes, bagel, bagel, the way he said, bagel. And I'm just like, all right, you come stand in the learning tower next to me and have half of my freaking bagel, you know?
Oh my God, girl, just make him his own bagel.
Well, he doesn't want a whole bagel. It's too much for him. He ends up eating like 3/4 of one side of my bagel, you know, and then like, I don't want to, I'm just going to have to start making 2 bagels, I guess, or maybe I'll make 1.5 and then save the other half for like the next day.
Yeah, that's what we do. I give each my kids a half bagel.
Yeah, yeah.
Bagel, tis bagel. What it is.
And then he'll have like 3 pieces in front of him and he'll be like, more bagel. I'm like, dude, you have more bagel. I'm going to give you more. Like, have I ever deprived you of bagel? Leave me alone.
They really don't use their memories for remembering how good we are to them. It's just like deprivation is at every turn. They've got to make sure that they insist for their needs.
Oh, yeah. His other thing is like after almost every meal, he gets berries or fruit, right? Mm-hmm. And so we'll say like, baby, do you want some fruit? And he goes, the way he says it, it's like he's never been given berries before in his life. Like, he'll go, strawberries?
like Oliver in the movie.
Oliver Twist.
Please, sir, can I have some more?
Well, that's also because instead he stopped kind of doing the more sign now that he can talk more. But what's replaced more is please. But he goes, please, please.
Desperate, like
his whole life is just me telling him that he can't have strawberries. Strawberries, please.
Please, Mom, may I have some more strawberries?
Oh, and these poor like, children. We buy strawberries 3 freaking times a week. Just give it a rest.
Oh, my word. Kids.
Well, I'm sorry
kids.
About the milk thing, the dairy thing.
Yeah, it's. It's tricky, but we're just, you know, going back to cutting it out for a while. And, you know, a listener gave me a really great suggestion about doing this, like, milk introduction ladder of starting with something like a baked good, right? With presumably, like, milk as part of the ingredient baked in. I don't think it meant, like, a whole handful of cheddar cheese thrown in.
Yeah, a cheese shouldn't be, like, the primary defining ingredient of the biscuit.
Yes, I understand that now. And when I'm ready to tackle something like that, I'm going to use that method because I think it's a really good idea. Just, like, try a muffin that's made with some milk, you know, as an ingredient, and then move on to the next thing up on the ladder, which... I don't remember what it is at this moment.
We'll have to find it and maybe we can link to it in our show notes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was really cool. So my second little thing this week is I came across a post from a member in a group I'm in on Facebook called Raising Your Spirited Child. And it's based on the book, right? There's a book that's called Raising Your Spirited Child, A Guide for Parents Whose Child is More Intense, Sensitive, Perceptive, Persistent, Energetic.
Huh.
By Mary Sheedy Kursinka. I don't know. Kursinka, if anyone wants to look it up. And right off the bat, I'm just going to admit, I actually have not read this book. I haven't read the whole book.
Who has time to read a full book right now?
Oh, God,
that's the other.
But I did download a sample after Cece was born, because I was just like, whoa, like, right, the screaming and like the determination and whatnot. And I joined this Facebook group for people who are familiar with the idea. And now that I've had Cece for a while and had Elle for even longer, I'm like, I kind of think this concept relates to both of my girls. And honestly, isn't this all kids, right? Aren't all kids energetic and whatever? So I don't really know specifically if they're quote unquote spirited, but they are very energetic, very emotional, loud, wonderful kids, right? So the post I came across was from a group member who said something along the lines of, I want to share a story with you guys. When I first read this book 2.5 years ago, the one piece of advice I started implementing right away was this idea of helping your kids when they're having a hard time. And I know Janet Lansbury talks about that, too, because this concept is not totally new to me. It was just forgotten. And I get really worked up sometimes when I'm multitasking and trying to do a lot of things and the kids are, you know, breaking down, having trouble, etc. And the whole idea is, like, they're not giving you a hard time. They're having a hard time. They're having a hard time with their emotions, their impulses, their frustrations, etc. And so if I can reframe that and as being my job is to offer help through that instead of like, why aren't you getting in the shower? Come on, just get in the shower, you know, which honestly, sometimes I do because I'm just like, frazzled. And so this woman shared this story about how, you know, she implemented this idea a couple years ago with her kid. And like, she's really seeing the fruits of that labor now because like her kid's in school and was struggling. And the teacher said, oh, you know, you're having trouble with this project. And the kid said, well, I'll just go home and have my mom help because my mom is really good at helping me. And aww. So it's like sunk in, right? Like that his mom is there to help him. And I just loved that post. It moved me so much. And I have been inspired this week to try to stop and be a little bit more patient with both girls, but Elle especially, because, you know, she's more verbal and more expressive in that way. And trying to just stop and get down to their level and say, see, you're having a hard time. I'm here to help. How can I help you? How can I help you get dressed?
Yeah, I feel like that it does sound very in line with like Janet Lansbury, her like just this concept of, yeah, your kids aren't trying to make your life miserable. Like it's so easy to sometimes think they're just trying to push your buttons and like do everything they're not supposed to do. But the truth is like it's your job to be there to help them learn how to behave properly and process their emotions and all that stuff. It sounds like that's what this is saying, right?
I think it is. And the real point for me is that it helps. It helps. It neutralizes like the energy in the situations. Yeah. I'm not getting riled up, which in turn riles her up. And we're all just like, ah. So a specific example is getting out of the house in the morning to walk. You know, it's like, I really love going on a morning walk and I love bringing the kids. Like it's our kind of our little routine. But God damn it, it's so hard sometimes to just get children dressed and out of the house. And so the other day, it's just like instead of me being impatient and antsy and like, come on, come on, come on. Okay, well, I'm going to head out, you know, and just expect her to miraculously whip on shoes and follow me. That never happens, right? She doesn't do it. And then I get more frustrated. So instead, I remembered this post and I was like, oh, I see you're having a hard time getting dressed. No problem. I'll help you. I'll pick out your outfit. You know, I went and picked out the outfit, came out. She's kind of not putting it. This is Elle I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because Cece's still a little more pliable. But I do want to talk about it now to plant seeds in other parents' minds because you can start, you know, younger. So it's like I bring the outfit out. She doesn't want to get it on. It's like, oh, you're having a hard time getting undressed because you're having so much fun playing with the markers drawing all over the floor or whatever you're doing. God. So it's like I physically help her. She doesn't physically need help getting dressed anymore, you know, but it's like in those moments, it's just easier for everyone if I just offer a little help and open up the pant leg so she can stick it in. And and then it was done, you know, it was done and we could get on our way on the walk. And it just makes me feel calmer and happier. So
that's good. That's the goal, right? To get everyone to feel calmer and happier.
Yeah.
Also, you're like greasing the wheels of getting out. You're not doing everything for her, but you're like seeing where she's having trouble points, right?
And
easing her along.
Yes, exactly. I like that way of phrasing it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. So that's pretty much our week. Not too much else has been going on. And we're doing well. What about you guys? How are you guys doing over there? How old are your little boys?
Well, I have it's like a special week over here, ready? Because my toddler is 20 months and 3 weeks. And my fetus is 20 weeks. So we're at 2020.
Oh, 2020. So everything in your life is just perfect vision right now. You're seeing everything clearly, right?
That's right. And everything's easy and perfect and nothing's wrong.
Just like this year, 2020, we're in.
Oh, God. Don't remind me.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Okay. So pregnancy's going well, except for the stupid heartburn that I've talked about a bunch. So this week, I finally just bit the bullet, came to my senses, mourned the loss, and realized I had to give up coffee. Finally.
No. What?
It's like the first thing any doctor tells you to do when you have heartburn. Mm-hmm. And it's the last thing anyone wants to do. But mm-hmm. It had finally gotten so bad. I was just like, there's nothing, like, I can't do this anymore. I might as well try to get rid of coffee out of my diet. And
yeah.
And sadly, it works.
Well, that's good at least, because now you're not having the pain, physical
pain.
Well,
I still have heartburn, but it's not nearly as bad, yeah. And I can tell an immediate difference. So
that's good.
I gave up on coffee, and I've been drinking, like, a warm glass of milk with honey after I get the toddler to bed, so, like, around 7:30. And, you know, technically, it's one of those things that the doctors will say, like, actually, dairy can aggravate your heartburn, but for me, maybe it's just that cutting out the coffee was enough, but, like, those two things I started doing at the same time, the warm milk at night and then no coffee in the morning, and I have to say it's helping a lot. Like, good. Yesterday, I woke up, I had slid down my sleeping wedge, and I was actually, like, completely flat on the bed, and I wasn't having heartburn, which is... Wow. Unheard of for me. So
yeah, man, they need to get a seatbelt on those wedges, huh?
I think so. Yeah, it's really easy to just slide down. I mean, just imagine, like, throughout the night you're turning to either side and whatnot, and, you know, you're pregnant, so you're tossing and turning a lot, and then next thing you know, you just so slowly shimmy. But usually my heartburn would wake me up and make me slide back up. So that's good. So, sadly, I've moved on to tea. I've been trying to drink some, like, green tea to have because I need a little caffeine. Like, I have to have something, or else I'll... There was one day I just forgot to have my tea or didn't have time, and I really started to get a headache. So, like, I need it. I know I'm addicted to the caffeine, and I'm at peace with that, so...
Yeah. Green tea's a good choice.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's the pregnancy stuff. It's really pretty smooth sailing otherwise. And then, other than the fact that, you know, I'm midway through...
Yes, so, that's right. Halfway. What is the size of the baby now?
Oh, let's find out.
I'm going to guess cabbage.
Okay. All right. According to What to Expect, at 20 weeks, the baby is as big as a sweet potato.
Oh, that's it.
6.5 inches long, 10 ounces.
Okay.
You know, that's average, obviously. Yeah. Little sweet potato in there. Although, again, it's like sweet potatoes are so variable in size. You know, 6.5 inches.
Yeah, that's pretty specific.
Yeah. So, yeah, so with the toddler, who is 20 months and 3 weeks, or according to my notes, 89 weeks old.
Oh, my gosh. I love that you just keep track of those weeks.
It was just in my spreadsheet. So when I populated our, you know, notes for the future, it just has them all in there. Yeah. Okay. So that's how I know. I just want to give a potty training update. We're still going strong. We have a couple accidents, pee accidents here and there, but we are still 100% with poops. So that's good.
Amazing. Are you guys doing diapers or pull-ups still during naps and bedtime?
Yes. Yes, okay. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Okay, so the book, Oh Crap, tells you that actually it's, like, quote-unquote, it's better to... do night training at the same time as day training because it's all done at the same time. And I was just like, no, because when I read about night training, the way she recommends you do it is that you, like, wake your child up to sit on the potty, like, a couple times a night. And I was like, oh, that is not happening. Like, no way. And his diapers are still really wet at night. Like, I don't think he's developmentally ready for nighttime or nap time. Potty training. I've read a bunch of different things, and, like, Oh Crap says that he should be ready, but other people say, like, no, it's, like, it's actually, like, a physiological thing. You don't want to push
what
it.
I read too. Like, it's actually some kind of hormone or something that really develops that allows them to regulate their night bathroom.
Yeah. And I mean, he's like an every hour and a half peer these days. So, like, that's not happening. So my big plan is to, like, put that off as long as possible, basically. Mm-hmm. And also I figured if it's one of those things where he decides he doesn't want to wear the diaper at night, because apparently some kids do that, right? They don't like them and they start refusing. In a couple months, I'm going to have a newborn that's up multiple times a night. So I'm going to be up multiple times a night anyway.
Oh, true.
So I could combine that if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But what did you do with Elle? Like, when did you night train her?
I didn't. It was a situation of she was just like, I don't want to wear a diaper anymore. She was older. Like, I just let that one go. I just figured that's something she'll be ready for, and I'm not going to worry about it and push it at all. And so I guess she maybe just turned 4 or so, you know, by the time she was just like, I don't want this anymore. And I was like, okay, if you can keep your pull up dry at night for a couple days in a row, we'll just go for it. And she did. And I was like, all right, c'est la vie. And it's been great.
Yeah, that's my big plan. That's basically what I want to do. I want to kick the can down the road until he's like super duper ready.
Yeah.
And So
I advise it. It really is just easier. There was no detriment to me to just keep her in a pull up for a while. So it was all good.
Yeah, I think, you know, the other thing that's kind of fun is, like, I've realized how much less trash we're generating. You know, one naptime diaper, one nighttime diaper. It's just, you know, like, you don't have to empty the diaper pail as much.
Yeah,
and it's
true.
Just amazing. Yeah.
So has he moved on to undies, or is he still doing commando?
No. We are still in commando. I want to have, like, a couple weeks of accident-free days before we move on to undies. The book says, like, you can go a whole month, basically, or more. Actually, you could probably go his entire life without undies, but he doesn't seem all that interested in them, so we're just going to keep going commando until that time comes. So,
all right, good to know.
We went to the beach with Grandma. Remember I said that was, like, the big test? So we did put him in a pull-up. You know, we have those, like, we have those 360 diapers. They're like pull-ups, but they're just not pull-up brand. We put him in that for the drive there and back because it was an hour drive all on the freeways, and we didn't really want to worry about having to pull over or accidents and stuff. So but he was really good at the beach. He didn't pee. He was running around. Like, when he's outside playing at the park or at the beach, which he loves. Oh my god, he loves it. He holds it. It's not an issue anymore. So that happened really fast.
That's
really
amazing.
Happy. Yeah. So that's going really, really well. And then just one quick other update that I just have to share because it's so freaking cute is that over the past few weeks, I've noticed that his imaginative play has really ramped up.
Oh, cool.
And he just, like, for instance, one of the things he really wants me to do, especially when he's, like, on the potty, is he has this little Yoda toy that we got when we went to Disneyland back when he was, like, 8 months old. It's like a little Yoda plushie. And he wants, we call it Baby Yoda because, you know, everything's Baby Yoda now. So he goes, Baby Yoda, talk. Baby Yoda, talk. And he wants me to, like, talk as Baby Yoda. And so, like, I'll talk to him as Baby Yoda and he'll go, no, mommy talk. No, mommy talk. And I was like, oh, you want mom? So I have to have a conversation with Baby Yoda.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he's directing. Also like, yes, he's totally directing me. He's like, no, that's not good enough.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to come up with conversations to have with Baby Yoda, I have to admit. God.
This is the beginning, Laura. I mean, I love my kids, Elle especially. I love her, but my goodness, the amount of imaginative play and pretend conversations I've had to have as Paw Patrol, Daniel Tiger. I mean, the whole nine yards. I'm just like, what do I even talk about?
What do people who don't have, like, screenwriting backgrounds do? Because I'm like, at least this is something that we're trained with, right?
I know. At first, I loved it. And, you know, I'm, like, an actor, too, so I love the voices. And it's like, I'm Mayor Humdinger, you know, so like that. And then after a while, I'm just like, oh, God, so tired of this. I really think a lot of people hate it. And I think that's fine, you know. In some of my mom's groups, people do chime in. They're like, it's so, so hard for me to play pretend with my kids. Like, I'd rather play cards or a game or something tangible and physical. So I think if anyone out there is a listener and you don't like playing pretend like this with your kids, that's okay. Make your husband, make your partner do it.
I definitely am not, I'm not, like, so thrilled to be having these conversations with Yoda over and over, but I do I do love that he's really starting to sort of use his imagination in a new way.
Love it.
The other thing he does is we have this book, this Richard Scarry's Cars and Trucks and Things That Go. It's this gigantic book with, like, all these bulldozers and cranes and imagine, you know, like, and like imaginary cars that don't exist, like a pickle tinker truck and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always loved this book. We actually had to get another one because he like when he was younger, he would tear the pages and we had to finally just replace it. But he now like pretends to be a ditch digger and a bulldozer, and he like
I'll just
see him walking around and he's going like he's putting his arm out and he's going like trying to like push the like being like a bulldozer and then he'll like hook his arm around and pretend to be a backhoe or whatever. It's really cute, and
that's
I just
so cute
love that he has a imagination, because I feel like up until now it's just been kind of I don't know pushing your toys around and I feel like this is the age, I guess, where imaginative play really starts to ramp up. Or maybe he's late or early. I don't know. I think it's one of those things that they put on milestones, but it's hard to even know until they start showing you, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Up until then, I think it's just like motor skill development. Mm-hmm. Like they're learning how to interact with toys physically, and then they can go beyond that and make it imaginative.
Yeah. So I just think it's the cutest thing ever.
So cute.
But yeah, that's what's going on with us, our 2020 week.
Nice. All right. Yeah. Well, should we take a break and come back with our special segment?
Let's do it.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
We're back, and we have this week's special segment, Never Have I Ever, Parenting Edition, where we play that old college drinking game without drinks. And as parents, we talk about the weird, unusual, hilarious things that we have going on in our lives now that we have kids. Laura, what's your first Never Have I Ever?
All right. You could have a drink if you wanted, by the way. You're not pregnant. I'm the one who can't have the drink.
Oh, true. Excuse me, I'll be right back. And I have my mojito. Okay, let's go. Just
nice,
kidding.
Nice, jealous. Okay. All right. Never have I ever gotten pee all over my brand new iPhone.
Oh, no. Is this a potty training mishap?
You would think, but it was my pee, Shauna. It was my pee.
Did not see that coming. Why?
Twist.
What even is happening?
All right. So this was a couple months ago when I was trying to conceive. So, okay, backstory is that my old iPhone, which wasn't that old, the battery started swelling and I decided I needed to get a new one because I was worried it was going to like explode. Mm-hmm. So fast forward to get a brand new iPhone, like literally the next day. I think was my, you know, 10 DPO or something where I wanted to start testing mm-hmm. to see if I was pregnant. And we've discussed on the show that, you know, I use those internet cheapies that are just mm-hmm. as good as the other ones, but they require you to dip into, like, they require you to collect your urine and then dip this little stick in. You can't just like hold it under the stream or else it'll splash everywhere, right?
Right.
So I have a very small bathroom. And I have a problem, which is like, if I need to put my phone down anywhere, I have to like balance it on the corner of my sink, basically. Ooh, uh-huh. And it was first thing in the morning, because that's when you want to test. And I, you know, got my little pee collection cup and I peed in it. And then I set that gently in like the sink. And then I brought my arm back and I was like, as it was like on the way back or something, my elbow bumped the phone. Into the sink, tipped over the collected pee all over my phone. So not only did I get pee all over my phone, which thankfully I had put like a case on like one of those covers on right away. And it's, you know, like water resistant. God. But I also lost all my pee, so I couldn't do my test.
You weren't like trying to dip it in the little droplets that were on the the back of your phone. That's what I totally would have done. I totally would have done that, I bet.
Yeah, I decided, you know, I think it was like still early and I was like, okay, I can just test a little later day. It's probably going to be negative anyway.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah, but that was a real moment where I was like grossed out, embarrassed. And then immediately was like, I got to write this down for the podcast.
The world needs to hear about this.
The world needs to know. Maybe it'll stop people from trying to steal my phone.
Yeah, there you go.
Just so you know, I got pee all over that. This, oh my God, I hope Apple never hears, because if I want to like sell my phone back.
Oh my God, true. They won't take it. You've invalidated your warranty.
I don't know. You think that's written specifically in the warranty?
It's got it. If not, it will now. So that's you've true. Influenced Someone... with the world.
I can't be the first one. I really can't.
Oh, I
be.
Highly doubt it. Yeah.
Anyway, that's my first never have I ever. Shauna, what Love about it. You?
All right. Okay. Never have I ever played tug of war with a strand of spaghetti.
All right. Which child, or was this with Steve?
These were our new hobbies now that we're parents. No, this is Elle. She just like came up with this. We were eating spaghetti one day, and she's like, let's play tug of war with this. And so I'm like, okay. And I like put my hand out to grab, you know, pretend like it's a rope or something. And then I see that she puts it in her mouth, like she's about to slurp it up. And she's like, here, here, here. And forces me to put the other end in my mouth. And we're doing a tug of war. Like, imagine Lady and the Tramp, where they're adorably, like, slurping noodles and then end up in a smooch. Elle and I are, like, the opposite, right? Like, pulling back, trying to, like, win some weird tug of war with a noodle that has no strength anyway. Like, it could snap in no time. But there we were. That was what I did that day at dinner. So
I feel like it could, like, bounce back and get you in the eye.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very messy. But the one good and cute thing is that, you know, sometimes it was like we were both like trying to slurp it harder than the other one. Like that was her second iteration of the game, her demanding me to do what she wanted, as little kids do. And I'm like, okay, so we're both slurping, slurping, slurping. And then, you know, it ended up in an adorable kiss with my 4-year-old. So it's fun and cute.
See, and you were saying she doesn't give kisses that much anymore.
No, so, not really. Mm-mm.
And so this could be your backwards way to get into get some smooches out of that kiddo.
Yes, I love to manipulate my kids into smooches. But really the reason I mention it is because even though it's silly and I was just like, what am I even doing right now? It was like really cute and fun. And I think kids would get a kick out of it. So anyone, if you're up for having a little dinner time fun or trying to convince your kids to eat noodles, I don't know why you would, because kids love noodles, but
yeah,
be like, let's play tug of war with this noodle and see if they like it and report back, because I'm curious if any other kids in the world like this idea.
I have to say, my toddler, he has trouble with the long, thin noodles still. He like doesn't get the slurping quite. Like, so we usually stick with like penne or rotini or something like that. So
the chunkier ones are still good for CC too. Yeah.
Does she get spaghetti yet? Like, is she cool with it?
Yeah, but I cut it up into small things, so it's a little bit more like long grain rice kind of size for
her. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Good to know. Good to know my guy's not. Because I've always been like, come on, kid. Every kid loves spaghetti. Like, what's happening here?
Yeah, I think those noodles are weird. They kind of maybe go down their throat first, but then they still feel it on their tongue, and they're like, what's happening?
Yeah. That's what happens. He gets kind of it's not like they're gagging him, but they're like, he doesn't like that it's on the back of his throat at the same time as the front of his tongue.
Yes. Yeah. I think we broke it down. I think that's what's going on that they don't like.
We should write a book.
We really should. But also this, it's just like, you know, we're playing kind of like a college drinking game. It makes me think like, playing tug of war with pasta noodles could be like the new like spin the bottle or something like that in college, like a sneaky way to kiss your crush or something like that. So if any college kids out there are listening, you can feel free to steal my idea.
Next year when there's a COVID vaccine.
Oh, yeah. That's probably a good idea. Forgot about that. Okay. Anyway, what's your next never have I ever?
Okay. Never have I ever looked deep into someone's eyes and said, I want to hear a poo-poo.
That's so romantic.
So romantic. No, yeah, this one is definitely potty training related. So here's what happens. I find that my guy's like a pretty regular pooper. Like it's either like, you know, once or twice a day after his meals, right? After lunch or dinner. Mm-hmm. And I can tell when he needs to poop. He'll like tell me he needs to poop, but then he'll get on the potty and he'll get kind of distracted. He wants to read his books. He demands like additional books. He demands specific books. He demands specific pages in specific books. And it gets to the point where I'm like, you're stalling. Mm. But then I'll be like, are you done? And he's like, no. And so I'd learned this technique through a Facebook group for people who've read the Oh Crap method. Someone said that like one thing that helps their kid go is you say like, I want to hear a pee-pee or I want to hear a poo-poo. And there's something about that that like gets them to focus. Mm-hmm. But he needs like intense eye contact as well. So we'll like get like almost nose to nose and I'll be like, baby, I want to hear a poo poo. Oh,
God, that just makes me feel weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's very weird. But then it's also very sweet because like he maintains the eye contact and then he starts going, and I'm like, okay, you are like, you did need to poop. Like, it works. It works.
Wow. That's a good hack. I'm going to have to remember that.
Yeah. I mean, it totally works for us. And it's a really good like reset. You know, it's almost like what you were talking about in your check-in where it's like, you just have to like help them. You know, like he was having a hard time focusing because all the books were a big distraction for him. And so I had to help him recenter. But, you know, like, when you become a parent, you know it's going to be, like, intimate, right? In a way, you know, you're changing diapers and you're just, like, have a really close connection. But, like, this is the type of intimacy I did not expect.
Oh, my God. It's so true. Oh, yeah.
But also for him, it's very sweet because he's, like, he doesn't know. You know, it's not weird for him. And I don't want to make it weird for him, right? Like, I don't want him to have baggage around using the toilet or anything. So he's just like gazing into my eyes and then pushing away.
Oh, my God. I know. I feel like never have I ever made eye contact with someone while they are pooping. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, that was just not on my radar before I had kids at all.
Yeah. Anyway, that is my very intimate never have I ever.
Oh, so intimate.
So wait, Shauna, I've shared two. Do you have another one for us?
You know, I don't this week. How could I top that anyway? So I think I'm going to have to work on doing some weird and funny things so I have some for the next time we get to this segment.
You're just being too normal.
I am. I'm so vanilla. Oh, my God. Well, anyway, should we take a break and come back with our BFPs and BFNs?
Yes, I think we should.
Okay. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the ringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Okay, so we close every episode with our big fat positives or big fat negatives of the week. Shauna, I want to know, do you have a BFP or a BFN for us?
I have a BFN.
What?
I know. It's been a while. Although this has kind of been a BFN for a while now. At least, okay. I don't know, the last 6 weeks or so. My BFN is motherfucking mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah. They're not good. They're not good at all.
They have infested LA this year. I don't know if you've noticed an influx of mosquitoes, but it's like it's unlike any year I've ever experienced here.
That's
in LA.
What
and I know
saying.
That people in like the South and like the muggier states are probably just laughing their asses off at me right now because I'm like,
right.
I got 4 bug bites yesterday. You know, I know it's a lot worse everywhere else, but I'm not used to these and they are biting my kids so bad. Elle probably has like 50 bug bites on
oh,
her
no.
right now. Yeah.
Well, I have to say, I don't know why, whether it's some, I mean, we have some in our house, but something about the way our house is like situated, we don't get them as bad as everyone else, but it is all the talk on the Pasadena Moms Facebook group, the mosquitoes.
Same with my neighborhood group too. Yeah.
I think a couple years ago, a new species was introduced to Southern California, and that's part of the problem. They're the little itty bitty ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you can barely see. Yeah.
Yes. I think that's it. They don't, knock on wood, they don't get me too much, or at least I don't have a big reaction to them. So I think that's really the thing, is some people have more of an allergic reaction or something. But Elle, every time she gets one, it like swells up immediately. The whole area is super red. It puffs up. She gets so itchy. And I just feel bad. And it's when we're outside, right? They're not in our house really, but we spend a ton of time in the backyard. And man, oh man, they're everywhere.
So are you doing anything to try to mitigate or stop getting bitten?
Yeah, we got a zapper. We got a huge like bug zapper. And that doesn't really do much. Let's see. We have that electric swatter, I think I've talked about before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mostly use it for flies, but Steve is on fire with this thing. I mean, he goes out, he hates being bitten. He goes out there, pulls his socks up like a dorky dad from the 80s or whatever, and like has his fly swatter, electric fly swatter, and we're all playing and relaxing. He's just like, pew, 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 like a tennis racket. So we've got that and bug spray.
Bug spray. Yeah. Bug spray. I use bug wipes. Have you ever seen those?
No.
So I discovered them when I was going on a vacation somewhere tropical. I don't remember, years and years ago. So I always hated the spray because it kind of gets everywhere and you inhale it and all this stuff. And I discovered
that terrible.
They actually make like DEET or Picaridin, depending on which one you like, because both of them are actually Picaridin is just another chemical that actually works really well. Is like if you look at Consumer Reports or whatever, it's almost as good as DEET, mm-hmm. and it doesn't have that DEET smell to it.
Mm.
But they make little towelettes. You know, just like the little moist towelettes you'd use after you go to a ribs restaurant or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
They make them so they're little individual packets. I guess that's a little more wasteful. But what's nice about it is you can like always have them in your bag with you. And it's great for kids because you can like put it exactly where you need it and it doesn't migrate elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know? And you actually end up using less, I think, because you don't have to like slather it on. So mm-hmm. I'm all about the wipes. There's also lotion mm-hmm. that they make. So I recommend both of those. I used the wipes and the lotion when I went to Thailand for my honeymoon, and it worked so well. So, so well.
Is there a certain brand? Like, what am I searching for here on Amazon or wherever?
So there's actually two types. The ones that have Picaridin in it are Natrapel, Natrapel wipes. Mm-hmm. That's the brand. And then if you want to use DEET, which is a little bit more effective, but I know a lot of people don't like DEET, there's a brand called Benz, B-E-N, you know, just like mm-hmm. guy's name,
mm-hmm.
Benz Insect Repellent Wipes.
Oh.
And they have 30% DEET in them.
Interesting. How do both of those smell?
So the Picaridin one smells much better than the Benz. I don't like the smell of DEET, you know?
Yeah.
But they, you know, it has a very specific smell,
mm-hmm.
the bug spray smell, but again, the smell is a lot less because you're not spraying it into the air.
Yeah, so. I notice when I spray, we have an off brand, just a, mm-hmm. it's not the aerosol, but just like a pump, you know, and yeah. it's supposedly non-scented and blah, blah, blah. And it is, it's pretty good, but I pump it on them and I can just see a lingering cloud and, you know, the kids are like, you know, coughing mm-hmm. and just being all exaggerating about how gross it is and stuff. And I don't blame them. So, yeah, we're going to have to try those wipes for sure.
Yeah, the wipes or the lotion.
Okay.
Problem solved.
Cool. All right. Thank you for solving my problems.
I'm the type of person who, if there's a mosquito in like a 5-mile radius, it finds me
and
feeds
really?
Off me. So I've spent a lot of time doing research on the best way to repel them. So
okay.
Yeah.
You're the expert. Cool. All right. What do you got this week?
Okay. I have a BFP.
Okay.
Mine is staying on the potty training track. I just wanted to share this travel potty I got. It's Ooh. The OXO Tot 2-in-1 Go Potty for Travel.
Uh-huh.
And it's this little travel potty where like the legs flip in so it folds.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually small enough to fit in like a diaper bag. Or I have like a what? Small backpack that we use as a diaper bag. Yeah. And I was like, no way is it fitting in our small backpack, but I'll still have it. It comes with a little like carrying tote. Uh-huh. And it even fits in my small backpack. I was shocked.
Whoa. So is the bowl like collapsible? Like a collapsible dog bowl
so
you take on
a hike? It doesn't have a bowl.
What you
do is you either put a plastic bag of your own or they have these liners that you buy.
Oh.
So it's basically like a ring, right? Like it's like the seat and then you have the plastic that you put in it. And their liners are, you know, they're wasteful because they're plastic, but they are really, really convenient because they fit perfectly. And they have like a little absorbent pad in them.
Oh.
So if they just pee, it just kind of sucks it up and you don't have to worry about like pee sloshing around or leaking out.
Ooh, that's
And then you
brilliant.
Just tie it up and throw it in the trash. So mm-hmm. really, really convenient. And it's called 2-in-1 because you can pop the legs so that they sit on the ground or you can pop them out so you can put it on a potty, like a big person toilet.
Oh, I see. Cool.
Like I'm calling my adult toilet potty, but so you can use it for going in public restrooms if needed and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So highly recommend. The one I got is like white and teal and it's actually kind of cute, believe Aww. It or not.
Awesome.
But yeah, we were using a different little travel potty that didn't collapse and it was a real pain in the ass and it barely fit underneath the stroller. Mm-hmm. And then I got this and it was like a game changer. So you can totally like bring it to the park with you, leave it in the trunk of your car. It's awesome.
Oh,
so,
cool. I'm going to have to
I don't know. I assume it's OXO. It's the OXO brand, all capitals. You know the brand.
I've always said OXO, but
I that's what I assume too.
Who knows? I have also been saying Rao's wrong, that brand of marinara sauce that I'm obsessed with.
It's not Rao's?
I always thought it was Rao's. No, it's Rao's. Oh, well. I just learned
All right.
Guess it's an Italian thing. I don't know. I'm
fancy
I'm
marinara not. Needs a fancy name, I guess. But yeah, so I love that potty and want you all to know. So
cool. Thanks for sharing.
But I think that is our show.
All right. Listeners, do you have any never have I evers that you want to share with us? We want to hear them. Do you have any suggestions on what the hell I can do about mosquitoes beyond Laura's awesome suggestion or anything else you want to share with us? Please reach out and let us know. Laura, where can they reach us?
We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We also have a website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com. If you want to send us an email, you could include a voice memo in that email if you want to contact@bigfatpositivepodcast.com. And finally, join our Facebook community group. Just search Big Fat Positive Community. It's a private group, so we have to add you. Just answer the two questions, and we will send you right through to the adorable baby pictures and really insightful conversations we're having in there. I'm loving our group.
I'm loving it, too. And if you're loving our show, please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much, everyone who has been leaving reviews and ratings. It means so much to us. And if you love the show, please spread the word. Let your friends who are trying to conceive, who are pregnant, who are new parents, let them know about Big Fat Positive. Our show is produced by Laura Barrick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye.